This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Valerie Burgess' art is something of a smorgasbord. The full-time artist and owner of Other Curiosities paints, photographs, and creates everything from tiny stickers, jewelry, and sun catchers to tiny vials holding treasures from nature. But the most eye-catching art she creates often begins as roadkill. Valerie, the first thing I noticed about your business, Other Curiosities, your artwork, is these animal skulls. They're quite different from anything I've ever seen before. Talk to us about how you find those, how you work with them, what you do with them.
Yeah, so I like to use byproduct, so it's going to be ethically and sustainably sourced bones and skulls. That's going to be stuff that's roadkill or something that maybe a hunter had, using all parts of the animal. I like to take those skulls and I paint them, or I adorn them with different crystals and rocks. And I think that's about it.
And what kind of animals do you use? You've got quite a variety here.
Yes, I have so many things. I've been lucky enough to come across some old museum and school specimens. So I have some bears, and I've gotten to do a horse, and I have a large cow skull.
I'm curious about the process. Now, you talk about cleaning them and lightening them. What kind of solutions do you have to use for that?
So I only clean about 50% of my bones. The other ones, I have really awesome ethical taxidermists and roadkill cleaners who help me out. But when you have it, I get stuff that's mostly decomposed. So I'm not...
You're not working with a really messy part of it.
No, right. So everything is mostly already gone. I'm not working with tissue a lot of the times. So when I do that, I will bury it if it needs to decompose longer. And then I will clean them myself with Dawn dish soap, scrub them off. And you lighten them with sort of hydrogen peroxide mixture. You can use a lot of different stuff. But
hydrogen
peroxide and Dawn dish soap are the two main go-tos for working with bones.
Okay. And you also, not just to make these really intricate objects with them later, I love some of the ones where it looks like they're almost hieroglyphics, and then you add like these semi-precious gems and flowers, and they're really quite fascinating by the time you're finished with them. But I also understand that you work with people's pets, when sometimes people come to you to memorialize their beloved pets.
Yes, I actually recently did a horse for someone. Their horse had passed away and they kept the skull, and they tell me what they would like done with it. And it's usually in the same style with the gold and the gems. And I put a lot of love and thought into them, and I make them something that they can display to memorialize their pet.
And aside from these animal skulls, you have a wide range. That's the other thing that struck me when I looked at your work. All kinds of things. I mean, these were very striking to me, but there's also these little vials of nature items that you might find on a stroll in the woods. There's stickers, there's jewelry, sun catchers. Talk about the range and why it is that you have such a large range.
I always joke I can do everything but pottery, because my pottery explodes. When I went to college, I did both 2D and 3D work for studio work, and it kind of made me realize that there's so much stuff you can work with, and I love to do everything. My main interest and sort of spotlight is my nature work. That's what I really love to do and put a lot of passion into, but I have downtime, and when art is your main interest, I mean, there's so much stuff you can do. And with technology now, you can draw something really beautiful, and I can make it into so many things, stickers, keychains, t-shirts even. So it's very easy for me to spread out into lots of different mediums.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And talk to us a little bit about your journey as an artist. Did you always know that this is something that you want to do, is dabble in making beautiful things? Or what is your growing up like? Where did you grow up? How did you decide to pursue this?
I grew up very poor, so it's very important to me that to offer affordable art. That's one of my main things. I offer affordable photography and lower priced items. I also offer donation-based senior photography because I wasn't able to afford a photographer when I was a senior. So if you know someone or anyone that needs free or donation-based photography for their senior pictures, I do that. But yes, I definitely was always very artistic, and I for a while thought that I wanted to work with animals. So I guess they kind of came into each other.
They did, yeah.
So I, you know, the whole cliche, I drew with crayons as soon as I could hold one, and it was always something I pursued. Even I would get in trouble. My report card said Valerie spent too much time drawing and not enough time paying attention in English class. It definitely played out very well for me, and I'm very happy that I get to be a full-time artist and that this is my passion and my job.
You do wedding photos too, or just senior photos, or any kind of photos, or?
Yes, I can do any kind of photos.
If somebody wants to photograph their pet before you get a hold of the skull.
No. Yes. I can do all the things.
Yeah. Well, that's really neat. I hadn't heard of anybody doing that, donation-based or no charge at all if you can't afford that. Because I imagine that's not to be able to afford that has got to be really hard on people.
I knew that that was something really important to me when I became an artist because art is something so special, and everyone deserves to be able to have a little piece of that.
You and I have talked about that in the past, that there's creativity in everyone, and sometimes we get taught not to trust in that in ourselves. What are your thoughts on that, on the artist and the everyday person?
Always make. Even if you don't know what or you don't know where it's going to go, create. It doesn't have to be special. It doesn't have to be amazing. As long as you're doing the art of creating and making, that will bring out something in you that you didn't even know existed. That's a teacher always told me, there's only three things you need to do. Make.
I like that. And how are you dealing with COVID? I've talked to different artists who work in different mediums, and some love the isolation because it kind of secludes them in their studio and no interruptions, and other people find it dampens their creativity. How does that work for you, and how have you kept up with your commissions and sales?
It hasn't been bad for me creativity-wise. I'm always willing and ready to make things. But it has dampened. I had so much planned for this year. I plan out all my in-person shows in January and February, and all of them have been canceled, and I don't even know if the December ones are going to happen, and those are my biggest, most fun shows to do. But I have gone online for most of my sales, and it hasn't been too disrupting, thankfully. A lot of people are willing to support me and willing to share my stuff. I've gone online to Etsy mostly. All of my listings go through there and through Facebook and Instagram also.
I'm Zenta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Valerie Birch, the owner of Other Curiosities. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.